What do we do on Tuesday? Well, we do the Dial a Doc program. That's what we do. And today, we go to physical therapist at FHN. Maddie Pickard is here with us here today. Hey, Maddie, good morning. Hello to you.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining me. It's always great to talk to you. Now, you are a physical therapist specializing in pelvic health. Tell us exactly what pelvic health is.
So pelvic health is a broad term to describe dysfunctions that affect the pelvic floor. These dysfunctions can include bladder, bowel, sexual health, and pain. I deal with pregnancy both pre-postnatal, perinatal sometimes as well. The pelvic floor is a group of muscles that provide support for our organs. They provide bowel and bladder control and sexual function. Pelvic floor rehab is really the non-surgical approach to treating these dysfunctions of the pelvic floor.
Okay, and Maddie, I know that many people think that, you know, incontinence, because that's one of the issues that we, you know, you deal with, it's really something that they should deal with on their own. But my understanding is it's a common issue. Tell us about it.
It is a common issue. Actually, percentages that people that suffer from incontinence is really high. 1 in 4 women suffer from urinary incontinence, so it's safe to say that most women and men will suffer from incontinence at some point in their life, especially as we age. 25% of young women suffer from incontinence, 44 to 57% of middle-aged women and postmenopausal women are suffering from incontinence, and 75% of older women in nursing homes suffer from incontinence. It's not just to females, though. Males also suffer. It affects 3 to 11% of the male population.
And I suppose these same people are listening out there go, oh, okay, I didn't realize I was in that category. But, they sometimes think, I guess, that it's just a function of growing older, that there's nothing they can do about it. But tell us about how treatable it is, even just through therapy.
Yeah, so a lot of people do think it's a normal thing. It's actually not normal. It's a condition that we can help quite frequently. So there's a number of treatments that can be tried. Pelvic floor physical therapy is, like I said before, the non-surgical approach. Pending the type of incontinence that people are dealing with, I really tailor a treatment plan centered around their symptoms. Every treatment plan is different, as each person's symptoms are different.
What about, Maddie, there are different types of incontinence. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so there's urinary incontinence, which is the one that everybody really talks about. There's also incontinence that infects the bowel as well. Urinary incontinence includes stress incontinence, urge incontinence, and sometimes people have a mixed symptoms of both, and that's classified as mixed incontinence. There's other dysfunctions that I treat as well, not just incontinence. Those include pelvic pain, interstitial cystitis, pelvic organ prolapse, pain with intercourse, bowel dysfunction, and constipation as well.
Tell us about some of the issues that women specifically encounter in this area.
So women that carry children and have given birth often deal with issues of pelvic organ prolapse and incontinence, but that doesn't mean they're the only women that are at risk. As we age, muscles get weaker, and this can lead to pelvic organ prolapse or incontinence. Men, as they age, they can have issues with enlarged prostate that can cause difficulty urinating or urinary retention. Men can suffer from overactive bladder. Prostate cancer is more common as men age as well, and that can cause bladder issues due to the specific treatments. Medications and other conditions such as diabetes can also cause urinary dysfunction.
We're talking to Maddie Pickard here today, physical therapist at FHN on the FHN Dial a Doc program. This is sponsored by and brought to you by FHN. Maddie, what about, I have seen these, and in fact, I've heard these on the radio too, number of ads and materials out there about overactive bladder. Tell us about that.
So overactive bladder is a condition that has a urgency component. However, it's separate from incontinence. Overactive bladder is a condition when symptoms of urgency, frequency, and a sense of incomplete voiding with and without pelvic pain and leakage. Actually, 17 million people suffer from overactive bladder, and a lot of times it's a fix that we just need to look at the pelvic floor, and a lot of times it's overactive, and you kind of need to train relaxation in that sort of a issue.
What therapy services do you actually offer there?
So I've taken courses through the Harriman and Wallace Pelvic Rehab Institute, and I've taken levels 1A, 2A, and 2B. That allows me to treat urinary incontinence, bowel dysfunction, pelvic pain conditions. I've been treating females for about 4 years now. When I first started, got started in pelvic health, and over the last year, I've been able to treat males as well with increased training. I provide a number of treatment options for pelvic floor dysfunction. I provide pelvic floor strengthening, relaxation exercises, manual therapy if that's needed. I use biofeedback, bladder and bowel retraining as well. Core and hip strengthening is a huge component of what I treat, no matter whether it's an overactive or an underactive pelvic floor. And biofeedback is a huge thing that I utilize often. It's a device that measures muscle output and actually allows the patient to watch a number readout as they contract and relax the pelvic floor.
Maddie, I know a lot of people listening going, you know, I think I kind of have this issue. I think, you know, I think it's, you know, they're not quite sure. But tell our listeners, what are some of the things that people might want to try on their own before they visit with you?
So one of the best things that people can do is really pay attention to their symptoms first. If you do a quick Google search, I mean, you can find exercises, and sometimes that's great, but a lot of times, unless you have a specific, you know, someone teaching you how to do those things, it's not always a good thing. So one of the best things that I recommend is you just try to be active, whether it's walking or riding a recumbent bike. Losing 10 pounds can actually have a huge improvement in your incontinence symptoms. Some things to look at are diet, making sure you're drinking enough water, limiting irritants to the bladder, such as caffeine, carbonation, alcohol. Starting a conversation with your primary physician is a great way to get the ball rolling on how to improve pelvic floor dysfunction.
All right. Sound like my doctor. Lose weight. Try more exercise.
Right?
Boy, you're lecturing me today.
I know. It's really great for you, though. Just moving.
All right. How can, Maddie, how can appointments be made with you?
So people can reach out to their primary physician, the OBGYN, urologist, if they're already set up with that. The big thing is if people are really concerned about getting an order and coming to see us, they can call Burchard Hills Rehab at 815-599-6340. The girls here are really great, and they can provide you information on how to obtain an order or schedule once an order is obtained.
All right. Hey, Maddie, great to talk to you again. Thank you very much. We'll talk again soon, all right?
All right, thank you.
Maddie Pickard here today. She's a physical therapist at FHN. The topic today, pelvic health therapy.